Christ is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us pray before we study this lesson.
当我们研究这一课之前，我们先要祷告。
天父上帝，我们今天再到你的面前来，求主引领我们。我们感谢你，你这样警告我们，使我们知道主来的日子近了。求主让每位听众知道耶稣实在快要回来，也帮助他们准备他们的身心，等候主的再来。我们今天所研究的题目，求主的灵与我们同在，也感动每位听众的心。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Today our subject is the road to peace.
今天我们所要研究的叫这个题目是和平之道。
This is lesson 69.
这是第六十九课。
Turn in book 2 to lesson 69.
翻开第二本书，第六十九课。
The road to peace.
和平之道。
Man's ardent hope is for lasting peace.
世人最热烈的希望就是一种永久的和平。
The nations of earth all profess to be working in the interests of peace.
在世上的国家都是自称为和平而工作。
Since the last world war,
在上一次世界大战以后，
there came into being the United Nations Organization.
就产生了联合国这个组织。
Its aim is to bring about an international climate where all nations will coexist together in a happy, peaceful relationship.
它的目的就是要组成一种国际的气氛，使所有的国家都能共同生存在一种快乐和平的关系之中。
When peace must be preserved by force,
到了和平必须要用武力来维持的时候，
then there is always the danger of a disruption of the peace.
那么这种和平就常有瓦解的危险。
We have what we term armed peace.
我们有一种所谓的武装和平。
What an ironical expression.
这是一种多么具有讽刺性的语气。
How unfortunate that we live in a world where the only hope of maintaining peace is by the constant threat of atomic annihilation.
我们所居住的世界要经常用这种原子毁灭的威胁来维持和平，是多么不幸的一件事情。
Nations do not enjoy an enforced peace.
国家不喜欢一种强迫的和平。
Any more than a childenjoys enforced obedience.
甚于小孩子喜欢强迫的顺从。
Armed might may keep our planet from universal war for a time.
武力也许能够使我们这个地球暂时不发生全球性的战争。
However,
但是
such a peace is very precarious.
这种的和平却是不可靠的。
Moreover,It does not make for peace of mind.
而且它也不能够构成精神上的和平。
Who wants to live in a world of such high tension?
谁愿意住在一个这样高度紧张的世界上？
Wondering when some leader,
担心着一些个领袖，
drunk with power,
他们陶醉于权力，
may decide to turn on the switch which will ignite the world.
什么时候他可能会决定要打开焚烧着世界的开关。
Never has there been a time when the word peace was more often on the lips of world leaders.
从没有一个时期，和平这两个字是这样常常的挂在世界领袖的嘴上。
Never have more proposals for world peace been advanced.
也从来没有像这样多关于世界和平的建议。
Yet never has there been a time when men's hearts were more fearful.
更从来没有一个时期人的心里面是这样的恐惧。
How apt the expression of Jeremiah 6:14.
耶利米书六章第十四节所说的话是多么合适。
Peace, peace.
平安了，平安了。
When there is no peace.
其实没有平安。
Another scripture says,
另外一段经文这样说,
When they shall say peace and safety,
人正说平安稳妥的时候,
then sudden destruction cometh upon them.
灾祸就会忽然临到他们。
1 Thessalonians 5:3,
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章三节,
Can the road to peace, lasting peace, be built by man apart from God?
人要是不靠着上帝，是不是能够建造一条通往和平、永久和平的路呢？
I say the answer is no.
我的回答是不能。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because sinful man is a selfish creature.
因为罪人乃是一种自私的生物。
A person who is selfish is never satisfied.
自私自义自利的人，他们永远不会满足的。
It is easy for him to covet those things which do not belong to him.
他很容易贪恋那不属于他的东西。
The desire for more.
贪多的欲望。
Be it money.
不论是金钱。
Property.
产业。
Or fame.
或者是名誉。
Brings with it strife.
都会带来争竞。
Science has succeeded in inventing more efficient ways of destroying one another.
科学在发明更有效的互相残杀的方法上是成功了。
But science cannot change the nature of man.
但是科学并不能改变人的本性。
Men who lack self-control,
缺少自己管理自己这种能力的人，
reach out to control others,
却要管理别的人，治理别的人，
even to controlling their thoughts,
甚至要管理别人的思想。
Whole systems of government,are built around hatred.
整个政府的制度是建立在一种仇恨的基础之上。
Their leaders preach the doctrine of hatred.
他们的领袖宣扬一种仇视别人的这种道理。
For certain peoples or other systems.
仇视某些人或者是其他的制度。
Fear is the means used to keep people under them in line.
他们用这种恐惧为一种手段，使他们所治理的人一致的服从。
Yet these leaders seem loudest in talking about peace.
但是当这些个领袖们在谈论和平的时候，他们的声音却是最响亮的。
How can peace be built on hatred or upon fear?
和平怎么能够建立在仇恨和恐惧之上？
It is sin which destroys peace.
破坏和平的就是罪恶。
Through the prophet Isaiah, God has told us,That there is no peace for the wicked or sinners.
上帝借着先知以赛亚告诉我们说，罪人或者是恶人没有和平。
But the wicked are like the tossing sea.
唯独恶人好像翻腾的海。
For it cannot rest.
不得平静。
And its waters toss up mire and dirt.
其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。
There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
我的上帝说，恶人必不得平安。
Science cannot solve the problem of sin.
科学不能够解决罪恶的问题。
Christ came into the world,
基督来到这世界上，
to bring peace to the human soul.
要使人的心灵得着平安。
He was called by Isaiah, the Prince of Peace.
以赛亚称他为和平之君。
His mission was to bring peace to earth.
他的任务就是在地上把平安 带到世上来。
Peace and goodwill toward men.
带给他所喜悦的人。
To his followers, he said,
他对他的门徒说，
Peace I leave with you.
我留下平安给你们。
My peace I give unto you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
Not as the world giveth.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
Give I unto you.Let not your heart be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Neither let it be afraid.
也不要胆怯。
John 14:27.
约翰十四章二十七节。
In Christ is the solution to the problem of sin.
在基督里头才能够解决罪恶的问题。
Aside from the lack of international peace.
我们且不谈在国际之间缺少和平。
There are many distraught souls in this world.
但是世界上还有很多精神不安的人。
Some have family problems.
有些人有家庭的问题。
Some have financial problems.
有的人有经济方面的问题。
These problems are a heavy weight upon their hearts.
这些东西沉重的，这些难题沉重的压在他们的心上。
Which rob them of their peace.
这就剥夺了他们的平安。
Sometimes such individuals seek to drown their problems in drinking or in worldly amusements.
有的时候这样的人就想以饮酒和世俗的娱乐来淹没他们的难题。
However, such ways bring only temporary escape.
但是这样的方法只能够带来暂时的逃避。
When the hilarity is all over,
当这个热闹一过去了，
the same problem returns.
老问题又回来了。
Looming larger than ever before.
而且比以前显得更大。
The peace which Christ gives,
基督所赐下的平安，
is not an escape from reality,
并不是对现实的一种逃避。
It brings courage to face the problem,
它会带来勇气使我们面对我们的问题，
and strength to solve the problem,
以及解决问题的力量。
The person who accepts Christ does not struggle alone,
凡是接受基督的人，他并不是单独的奋斗。
He can do as the Bible invites him to do.
正如能够像圣经邀请他那样去做。
Cast thy burden upon the Lord.
你要把你的重担卸给耶和华。
And he will sustain thee.
他必抚养你。
In a world torn by strife and commotion,
在一个被这个斗争和骚动所分裂的世界里头，
Christ is the only road to eternal peace and security.
基督乃是唯一能够引向永久和平及安全的道路。
Will you not choose this way today?
今天你岂不愿意选择这条道路吗？
We have for lesson 15 vocabulary words.
第69课我们一共有15个生字。
The first one is ardent.
第一个是热切的。
Ardent. Man's ardent hope is for lasting peace.
人类热切的愿希望就是永久的和平。
Two, disruption.
瓦解。
Disruption. We speak of the danger of a disruption of the peace.
你提到这种和平有瓦解的危险。
Three, ironical.
讽刺性的。
Ironical. The lesson speaks of an armed peace, which is an ironical expression.
这课里面提到武装的和平，这是一种有讽刺性的语气。
Four, maintaining.
维持。
The hope of maintaining the peace.
维持和平的希望。
Five, precarious.
靠不住。
Precarious has a little meaning of danger in it. Precarious, a peace that is very precarious.
这里头也含有一点危险的意思。
Six, tension.
紧张。
Tension.High tension in the world today.
在这个有高度紧张的这个世界之中。
Seven, switch.
开关。
Switch. Eight, ignite.
点燃，点火。
Yes, or to light a fire, ignite a fire. Nine, proposals.
建议。
Proposals. Ten, efficient.
效率。
Efficient.
有效率的。
Eleven, distraught.
心神不安的。
It's a person whose mind is in distress. We speak of him as a distraught person. Twelve, temporary.
暂时的。
Temporary. Thirteen, hilarity.
热闹。
Hilarity. 14,
Looming
浮现
Looming. Now let's look at this lesson in English. Oh, there's one more, 15, huh? Solve
最后一个是解决
Solve. We have time to go over this lesson in English slowly, and perhaps I will explain a little more in English as we read.
我们有今天时间比较多一点，所以在用英文来读这一课的时候，也许我可以稍微加以解释。
We begin with the opening paragraph on the road to peace.
这是和平之道，从头开始。
Man's ardent hope is for lasting peace. An ardent hope, that is, man's fervent hope. The hope, the greatest hope in his heart is for lasting peace.The nations of earth all profess to be working in the interests of peace. So all nations profess to be working for peace. Since the last world war, there came into being the United Nations Organization. Its aim is to bring about an international climate wherein all nations will coexist together.In a happy, peaceful relationship. This is the aim of the United Nations Organization. In other words, is to bring about international peace where nations and men can live together without the fear of war erupting. When peace must be preserved by force, then there is always the danger of a disruption of the peace.If there is a disruption of the peace, there is war. It means war. We have what is termed armed peace. That is, forcing people to be peaceful. And what an ironical expression is that. How unfortunate that we live in a world where the only hope of maintaining peace or of preserving peace is by the constant threat of atomic annihilation or atomic destruction. Nations do not enjoy an enforced peace any more than a child enjoys enforced obedience. Yes, peace should come naturally. It should not have to be forced upon people. Armed might may keep our planet from universal war for a time.His armies may be able to preserve the peace on this planet for a temporary period. However, such a peace is very precarious or very easy to be broken. Moreover, it does not make for peace of mind. When a person is expecting war to erupt at any time,Naturally, his mind is not at peace. Who wants to live in a world of such high tension, wondering when some leader drunk with power, or a person who is possessed with power, or power mad, we say, may decide to turn on the switch which will ignite the world? Never has there been a time.When the word peace was more often on the lips of world leaders. Never have more proposals for peace been advanced. Yet never has there been a time when men's hearts were more fearful. This is what we call a paradoxical situation.How apt the expression of Jeremiah 6:14. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Another scripture says, When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. This is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Can the road to peace, lasting peace,be built by man apart from God, or to be built by man only without God's help? I say the answer is no. Why? Because sinful man is a selfish creature or a selfish person. a person who is selfish, is never satisfied. It is easy for him to covet those things which do not belong to him. The desire for more, be it money, property, or fame, brings with it strife. Science has succeeded in inventing more efficient or more effective ways of destroying one another. But science cannot change the nature of man. Men who lack self-control reach out to control others, even to controlling their thoughts. Whole systems of government are built around hatred. Their leaders preach the doctrine of hatred for certain peoples or other systems. Fear is the means used to keep the people under them in line or under their control. Yet, these leaders seem loudest in talking about peace. How can peace be built on hatred or upon fear? It is sin which destroys peace. Through the prophet Isaiah, God has told us that there is no peace for the wicked or sinners. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot rest. And its waters toss up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Science cannot solve the problem of sin. Christ came into the world to bring peace to the whole human soul. He was called by Isaiah the Prince of Peace. His mission was to bring to earth peace and goodwill toward men or among men. See Luke 2:14. To his followers he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So Christ gives to us a peace which is not worldly peace, a peace which brings true satisfaction and keeps a person calm even in this troubled world. In Christ is the solution to the problem of sin. Aside from the lack of international peace, there are many distraught souls in this world, or there are many souls, many people who are very much distressed, whose hearts are not at peace. Some have family problems. Some have financial problems. These problems are a heavy weight upon their hearts, which rob them of their peace, or take away that inner peace which a Christian has. Sometimes, such individuals seek to drown their problems in drinking or in worldly amusements. That is, people endeavor to forget their problems by getting drunk or by engaging in worldly amusements. However, such ways bring only temporary escape. When the hilarity is all over, the same problem returns, looming larger than ever before. The peace which Christ gives is not an escape from reality. It brings courage to face the problem and strength to solve the problem. The person who accepts Christ does not struggle alone. He can do as the Bible invites him, to cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. Psalm 55:22. In a world torn by strife and commotion, Christ is the only road to eternal peace and security. Will you not choose this way today? I trust that the peace of God fills your heart. If you do not have it yet,
如果你还没有这种平安,
Cast your burden upon the Lord.
你要将你的担子交在主的手里。
And he will give you that peace which passes all human understanding.
他就将那种过于人所能够想到的平安赐给你。
May God be with you until the next time.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们下次再会。